Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Christopher.
And I'm Mike.
And today we're discussing the second day of Carr versus Wilde.
That's right. It's a new show on the Discovery Channel, and it's all about cars fighting animals.
No.
Oh, no, no, no. That's what we thought it was about,
yeah,
but we learned it's not about that. It's about, well, three adventurers, right?
Two adventurers are people, and one adventurer is a trusty red Jeep named Ruby.
That's right.
We did read a bit about one of the guys fighting an anaconda, which is a very large snake.
Right, you're talking about Gary, the veteran soldier. Yeah, he was fighting a giant snake, but don't worry, he's not alone. Well, he might have been alone fighting the snake. We don't know what his friend Gary was doing
at that time.
Oh, sorry,
Gary
Bill. Gary was the snake fighter. Bill is the car guy.
Maybe Bill was thinking outside the box the next plan.
Bill was probably just sitting in the car right waiting to drive away once the snake started to eat Gary. He's no dummy. Bill is the guy who keeps Ruby, their car, in good condition. And as Christopher mentioned, Bill's also good at solving problems in unique ways. So they make a good team, this group. And today we're going to find out what they're going to do in one of these episodes of Carr versus Wilde. So let's check out our article now.
Reading. Carr versus Wilde. In the episode River Crossing, the duo of Gary and Bill head to northwestern Mexico. Their goal is to reach the Hidden Valley, a place no one has ever driven to. They must cross a river, survive the hot sun, and somehow find the secret entrance to the valley. If that's not hard enough, they bring very few tools and food rations. The journey begins with their most difficult obstacle, the Rio Hardy. This river is too deep for Rudy to drive through, so the guys collect wood and empty barrels to construct a basic raft to float her across. Their invention keeps Ruby's engine above water, while her rear tires just barely touch the river bottom. After an exhausting 6-hour struggle, they finally get to the other side of the river. Carr versus Wilde puts these two men in impossible situations. But where there is a will, there is a way. Their gritty determination shows the strength of the human spirit. Check out Discovery's exciting show to see how two men and a Jeep conquer the wild.
Okay, the article begins in the episode River Crossing. Seems like it might give you an indication of what the episode is about.
Oh, yeah, right. They're probably crossing a river.
Yeah,
right.
I think so, too.
Thanks for that.
No problem. The duo of Gary and Bill head to northwestern Mexico.
Oh, okay. That can be pretty wild country there.
Yes. Now, we say duo here to mean two people, Gary and Bill. Duo, we spell D-U-O. But if you remember, in day one, we talked about a trio, which was Gary, Bill, and Ruby.
The car, yeah.
Yes. So if you're talking about one person, you would say, like, solo.
Solo.
Right. S-O-L-O. And if you're talking about two, you say duo.
Mm-hmm.
A trio is three, T-R-I-O. And then four people is a quartet, spelled Q-U-A-R-T-E-T, quartet. But let's explain head. It's a verb. And it means to go in a certain direction. So if I say, Mike, you want to get to the mall, just head north on this road.
So go north is basically what you're saying.
Exactly. Here's an example sentence. We're going to head to the mountains tomorrow. So we're going to go to the mountains tomorrow.
All right, because that's the way your head is pointing, right? You're generally looking the way that you're going, so you're heading that way. It makes sense. Their goal, the goal of Gary, Bill, and, of course, Ruby, their lovely car, their goal is to reach the Hidden Valley, a place no one has ever driven to. Wow, that sounds exciting. They're going to some place. I don't think that's the official name, like on maps, the Hidden Valley, but that's what people call it, because because, of course, no one has ever driven there. It gives you an idea of how wild this country can be. Now, of course, people might have walked or even ridden a horse into the Hidden Valley on a very narrow little track through the forest, but no one's driven a car, so it's going to be quite a challenge for Gary, Bill, and especially Ruby, the car. What must they do? They must cross the river. There's the name of our story there.
Right.
Right, river crossing. Yeah, okay. They must cross the river, survive the hot sun, right? Mexico can be very, very hot. It's almost a desert in some areas up there, so very hot and dry. And also somehow find the secret entrance to the valley. Okay, well, it's a hidden valley, and so valleys have entrances. Valleys are basically areas of the earth that are lower than the surrounding areas. When we think about Taroko Gorge, that's kind of a valley. A river has cut down into the rock over many thousands and millions of years and created sort of a V-shaped area of land where there's high sides, high areas on both sides, and down in the middle where there's the river, it drops down very, very far. So, of course, you have to kind of walk down into this area, and that's why there's an entrance. It's not really an entrance like we think of as a door or a gate or something like that, but it's just an opening to the valley where the normal land kind of drops away and you start to go down into the valley, but it's secret, it's hidden, so they have to look for it very carefully. That's exciting. Entrance, we have our example sentence, I'll wait for you by the entrance to the bus station. I'll wait for you by the entrance to the bus station, which of course in that case would be a big door. But that's not the only difficult thing they have to do in this show, is it? Finding the secret entrance.
No, it's not. If that's not hard enough, they bring very few tools and food rations.
Silly boys.
Ah, yes. So tools, obviously things to use to repair the car.
Mm-hmm.
Or
hammers and
a knife.
Screwdrivers and all those things, yeah.
Right. And then food rations. And rations is like a serving of food.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
your food.
Yes.
Basically. So they don't have that either.
Very
or not
few.
Enough.
They,
yeah.
They don't have enough. So if this is a long mission, they might be out of luck when they run out of food. But the journey begins with their most difficult obstacle, the Rio Hardy. That sounds interesting. The Rio Hardy.
Rio Hardy. Rio is, of course, Spanish for river, but Hardy is kind of an English name, so that's a little strange.
Okay, well, this river is too deep for Ruby to drive through. Uh-oh.
That is a problem.
Ruby is not contributing to today's adventure.
Right.
So the guys collect wood and empty barrels to construct a basic raft to float her across.
Oh, smart.
Okay. So if something is empty, it just means not full. So if they find empty barrels, it could have like a few things in it, but it's not full of things.
Right. There's mostly nothing inside.
Right. Yeah. You would, if you have a cup and you just have a little bit at the bottom, you could just say, this is empty, even though there's a little in there. But usually we use it if there's almost nothing or absolutely nothing.
Exactly. So they find these old barrels and, you know, sort of dump out whatever's inside and build a raft with it. That's interesting. We have an example sentence for empty. Let's mention that. My glass is empty. Can I get some more water? My glass is empty. Can I get some more water? So using the barrels, which of course can float, and the wood, which they can use to build with, they make a basic raft. A raft is a very simple style of boat. Their invention keeps Ruby's engine above water, very important, while her rear tires just barely touch the river bottom. So it's not enough to make her kind of cruise across in her own boat, but it's enough to keep her engine, of course her being Ruby the car, her engine above water. The engine is the motor. It's what gives power to a machine. So when you start a car or a motorcycle, you are turning on the engine or the motor.
Right.
Now, some motors, of course, run on gas and things like that, but you could talk about yourself. When you're riding a bike, your legs are the engine. They're the thing that's giving power to make the machine move. And, of course, as you know, with car and motorcycle engines like that, if you get them wet, they won't work, or they'll work with much more difficulty, and you could find yourself with a broken engine. So keeping it out of the water is important. when you have engines. For example, we could say for the word engine, that big airplane has four engines. That big airplane has four engines on the wings there. So the rear tires, that's the back wheels or the back tires of the car, just touch the river bottom. So they managed to get Ruby through without getting her too wet. After an exhausting six-hour struggle,
wow,
they finally get to the other side of the river. That's a tough day.
I'm sure they're hungry after that. They'll probably eat all of their rations quickly.
That's true. Yeah, hungry and tired, right? Because the word exhausting means very tiring, something that takes all of the energy out of you. Imagine trying to get a car across the river. That's not an easy thing
to
do.
Yeah, especially if the river has a strong current, which is the movement of water.
It's moving fast.
I was thinking, I'm glad that they allowed the rear tires of Ruby to push her through the river, because if they didn't, if they used the raft only to float her across, I guess they wouldn't have accomplished their mission, which was to drive a car across the Rio Hardy.
Floating a car like a boat is a little different.
I feel like that would be cheating.
Uh-huh, yeah. It's, of course, a dangerous thing to do and difficult, trying to get a car through a deep river.
Right. So, Car vs. Wild puts these two men in impossible situations. Mm. But where there is a will, there is a way. Which just means if you have the drive or desire to do something, you will find a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Their gritty determination shows the strength of the human spirit.
Well, that's a great word there. Where there's a will, there is a way. When you're using that expression, you're talking about our word here, determination. Right? That's what it's all about. Determination is having that will.
That's right, because determination means the strong will to succeed.
You're not going to quit. You're not going to sit down. You're going to keep going.
That's right. I would say that Olympians, the people that participate in the Olympics, have or show great determination.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here's an example. If you want to go to the Olympics, you'll need lots of determination.
Yeah.
You would have to do a lot of training.
Absolutely.
You definitely could never give up if you want to be an Olympian.
Nope.
It's really difficult.
It is. It's a lot of hard work. And some of those sports, they're not making a lot of money doing it. They're doing it because they want to be the best. And to be the best at something, you're going to have to work so hard, you'll need a lot of determination. Gritty here kind of shows that their determination is kind of tough and strong. When we think of people with gritty determination, it could be athletes. It could be soldiers, you know, who have been walking for a week and only slept 4 hours and eat almost nothing. But they're not quitting. They're not giving up. They're getting on with it, and it's a tough, tough job. Gritty determination is, you know, being as strong as you can be when other people would be quitting. You're still fighting through. And it shows, as they said, the strength of the human spirit. That's right. Humans are we're amazing sometimes for the things that we can do when you think it would just be easier to quit. Many people will continue on. So why don't you check out Discovery's exciting show to see how two men and, of course, a Jeep conquer the wild. Yeah, it sounds like an interesting thing, going out there to conquer the wild in a ruby red Jeep.
That's right. In fact, teacher Jeffrey, who wrote this article, told me it was a very fascinating show and that he wanted me to watch it. He recommended watching it.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. It'll be quite fun, and I'm sure you could learn a lot watching these two guys and their Jeep conquering the wild. To conquer something is to beat something, to win over something or someone. We can talk about it in kind of a sports contest, but you wouldn't really say, you know, our team conquered the other team. We often use it more when talking about battles or wars or things like that. One country will conquer another one. For example, we could say Alexander the Great, that famous guy from history, conquered all of the Middle East and Western Asia before he was 32 years old. So Alexander the Great conquered all of the Middle East and Western Asia before he was 32 years old. Of course, in that case, his armies from Greece came and they fought many battles and they beat all of these other kings and powerful people and controlled that land. That's what it is to conquer. Now, of course, in a Jeep, you're not really taking over the land that you're driving over.
No.
But you're conquering the sort of the difficulties of driving a machine through some of the wildest areas on the whole planet.
I feel that I haven't lived up to my potential.
If really?
He, at 32 years old, if mm-hmm. he can conquer all of the Middle East and Western Asia,
yep.
I that's only 4 years away from me. I need to get an army.
You don't need an army. Well, if you did Alexander the Great today, everyone would hate you. So you don't really want to do that. But you could conquer the wild in a Jeep. You could do so. Do you have a Jeep?
I don't have a Jeep.
Do you have a scooter?
I don't have a scooter.
Do you have a bicycle?
I don't have a I have motorcycle. My legs. My engine is my legs.
You could use your legs to conquer Ali Mountain.
Oh!
There you go.
I have a new mission to
there
work
you
on
go.
Before I'm 32.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's an adventure for you. So you can conquer smaller things, but just go out there, have a good adventure, and I think you'll probably enjoy it. Maybe as much as you're going to enjoy our For You Chat section coming up next.
For You Chat.
Okay, we're back with our chat question. Well, of course, our heroes in Car vs. Wild, Bill and Ruby, and of course, I can't forget the other guy whose name is Gary, yes? They have a lot of tough situations every day. Our question is, what tough situations have you had to deal with?
All right,
can
well...
Can you think of one, Christopher?
Yes, I can. I okay. have a habit of losing things quite
okay.
often, and I've had a couple tough situations involving my ARC, which is the Alien Residence Card. It's mm-hmm. what foreigners...
Like an ID card that you have in for Taiwan.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. for foreigners that live in Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Well, I went to Thailand for vacation,
Did
and
Did you
I,
lose your ID card?
No, I left it at home here in Taipei, and I went to Thailand, and I was worried I wouldn't be able to get back into Taiwan.
I see,
and so
right.
when I got to the airport, I was expecting a really tough situation, like trying to talk to the guy. I'd be like, no, I live here.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually really easy. They just
Oh, really?
They just let me in. All I did was show my passport, and
okay.
since it's like the two are together.
They have your name in a computer somewhere.
Right.
So,
I was
bad.
Able to get in. But the tougher situation for
mm-hmm.
me
mm-hmm.
was coming back to Taiwan from the U.S. because
mm-hmm.
the people in the Detroit airport didn't when they looked at my ARC, they
mm-hmm.
didn't think it was like an official document, and they kept wanting me to present them with a visa, which is like a short-term
right.
entry.
It should
permit.
Be like a piece of paper in your passport, but you didn't have that.
No, I had a
because that's
long-term
part of your ID card.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. And I had to argue with the woman for 5 minutes. It was
really?
Like, yeah, I was like, let me go, and she finally was like, you know what? Just let him go through, and if the Taiwanese want to arrest him and deport him, then okay. And I was like, that's not going to happen. This is legal. Don't worry.
Interesting. It's when we're traveling often that these tough situations can go from something small, like, you know, if you leave your keys at home one day, it's just a little bit trouble. But if, of course, you leave your passport or your ID or your money somewhere when you're traveling, that can be a much more inconvenient situation. So, like Gary and Bill, it's good to be prepared before you head out, well, into the wild or even onto a short holiday, because you don't want to have to deal with these difficult things while you're out there. So, good luck, everyone. Avoid those tough situations. Keep your Jeeps in good order. And, maybe check out Car vs. Wild on Discovery Channel.
Sentence for you. Last week, my family bought a huge closet which didn't seem like it would fit through our door. Somehow, we still managed to move it into our room, though. Where there's a will, there's a way, right? 上周啊，我们家买了一个超大的衣柜，看起来根本没办法从门口搬进去，但是我们最后还是成功啦，正可谓有志者事竟成，对吧？ OK， 在这课课文中出现的 where there's a will, there's a way 这个用法，它的中文啊就可以翻译为有志者事竟成，一样说有志者事竟成，你也可以说 nothing is impossible to a willing heart， 对一颗有意愿的心来说，没有什么是不可能的。常见类似的用法还要说啊，比方说很简单的 no pain no gain， 没有痛苦就没有收获，也就是中文的一分耕耘一分收获啦。 OK， 还有这句 you can lead a horse to water but you can't make it drink， 你可以领着一匹马到水边，但是啊，你无法强迫它喝水。
换成中文呢、就很类似我们常听到的师父领进门，修行在个人。我们来看个对话来更了解哦。 OK, my son Jack is so talented at playing tennis. However, I have spent so much money on his gear and signed him up for so many classes. Yet my son just doesn't want to play better tennis.这位妈妈说，我儿子啊在打网球这事上挺有天分，怎知啊我给他花了好多钱买装备，还帮他报名上课，哎，他却一点也不想在网球这个事情上更精进。 OK, 这个时候啊你就可以回答他了， You can lead a horse to water but you can make it drink. 你可以帮他准备好所有东西，哎呀，但要不要努力就是看他自己咯。 OK, that's the sentence for you for today. See you next time, bye bye.
Car versus Wild. In the episode River Crossing, the duo of Gary and Bill head to northwestern Mexico. Their goal is to reach the Hidden Valley, a place no one has ever driven to. They must cross a river, survive the hot sun, and somehow find the secret entrance to the valley. If that's not hard enough,They bring very few tools and food rations. The journey begins with their most difficult obstacle, the Rio Hardy. This river is too deep for Rudy to drive through. So the guys collect wood and empty barrels to construct a basic raft to float her across. Their invention keeps Ruby's engine above water, while her rear tires just barely touch the river bottom.After an exhausting 6-hour struggle, they finally get to the other side of the river. Car vs. Wild puts these two men in impossible situations. But where there is a will, there is a way. Their gritty determination shows the strength of the human spirit. Check out Discovery's exciting show to see how two men and a Jeep conquer the wild.Vocabulary Review.
Head. We don't have any food at home. Let's head out to a restaurant. Entrance. The restaurant host greeted us at the entrance and took us to a table. Empty.Brad noticed his wallet was empty, so he went to the bank. Engine. When gas enters the car's engine, it is turned into energy. Determination. Nobody thought George could finish the race, but he showed great determination till the end.Conquer. Humans have conquered much of the Earth, but have not gone far into space.